Fierce Femme Media.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to I was waiting for you guys to be funny, but
oh well, we weren't.
Oh, God, sorry.
We were. I was checking a message, Jackie. I had really important news to tell you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Jimmy G's gonna start this weekend.
That's
what?
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Swear. Oh. Shanahan said he's starting this weekend.
I hope they're not starting him too early.
I know.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacy, the political princess.
And I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
Oh, that was her sex operator voice.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I put makeup on. I feel like a sex operator tonight.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
That's a statement.
That's what makeup does to you?
Yeah, lately.
Tonight I'm joining the Erin crowd and I'm drinking vodka. And the reason is I've been quarantined and I haven't been able to go to the store to get wine. So
just straight?
No, I mean it has Crystal Light.
Mm, yummy.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's no LaCroix.
I'm out of LaCroix.
Oh no!
LaCroix, you uncultured swine.
Oh god, I said LaCroix.
I like LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Yeah, I say LaCroix.
It's not what it is.
You sound like a douche when you say LaCroix.
Yeah.
It's LaCroix. Like I didn't invent the language.
Okay, first of all, when you go to a store and get a croissant, do you get a croissant?
A croissant?
When you go to Bodine.
It's what it's called.
Bodine.
It's called Boudin.
Bodine.
Oh, you uncultured swine.
Okay. Hopefully my audio is not messed up this time. I heard from like three people that my audio was messed up last episode, but
fixed it. Everyone just had to like delete it and re-download it.
Oh, okay. I'm drinking Hook or Crook from Hook or Crook Cellars in Lodi.
Is she pronouncing that right? Or
I believe it's Hooker.
It's pretty good. It's just a basic cab sauv. Tastes like red wine. It's not great.
Just a basic bitch.
Yep, just a basic bitch.
Hey, yo.
Speaking of.
You guys missed the hair flip. That was the best
I forget
part.
People can't see. I did two hands too. For just the effect. I got this. I honestly thought it was rosé. I didn't read the can all the way, but I like these She Can ones that are very cool. They're like, again, labels. Covered in like floral, but this one has like a lion on it. It's very cool. But it turns out, I should have guessed from all the orange slices on it. It's an island citrus dry rosé spritzer, which is a big mouthful. But it's really good. So, I mean, technically it's a rosé.
Okay. Erin?
I'm drinking.
Smells very peachy.
This Bloom, have you guys heard of this?
No.
Bloom,
but it's cute.
It's a wine spritzer. It's low calorie. It's a grapefruit rosé. But of course, like, I have my little.
Your cooler.
My cooler, and I have different flavors. I have a wild berry. And,
okay.
Those look like the decals that used to be painted around my grandma's living room.
This?
They do look kind of like.
Oh, like I thought you meant this.
No, the decals on your.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of old lady-ish. I'm not going to lie. Cucumber
like
blackberry is the other one.
Maybe
I drank
have
one of these
heard
already.
Of these.
They're
How
really
are they?
Good. They're good. They're good. I like them. To be honest, it really tastes kind of like
just like
a White Claw.
Kind of? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit sweeter because it's obviously wine.
Right.
Spritzer.
It's even better.
Yeah. So I thought you'd be very like happy that I'm actually drinking wine tonight. Even if it's
worth,
a spritzer.
I mean, kind of.
Aaron, we're thrilled.
I know you guys are really excited. Just like
oh my God.
Out of your chairs.
I'm so happy.
I knew it.
Hooray.
We're ecstatic.
Oh, awful.
We're all very blah this weekend. Or this
I know.
Week. We're all like,
it's this week.
This week. Well, what the fuck was this week? What, like, where do you want to start? Stacey, where do you want to start? Stace?
The VP debate, because I didn't hear a thing about it except for the fly. I have no idea what happened or what was said or what shit show went on. Like, all I heard was the fly.
Forgot that even happened this week.
Happened like 2 days ago.
Oh my God.
So
there were some great moments from Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, Aaron, and I actually watched it on Zoom together, and I was like, oh, we should actually record our reactions to things, but then people can't hear the debate, like, anyway. I think you didn't hear as much about it because it went much more like how a political debate is supposed to go. Like, there wasn't a ton of interrupting. I know people have been like railing on Mike Pence for going over his time. Every political debate candidacy typically goes up over their time. So it wasn't, I mean, Harris was much better about it. One of the things that irritates me though is the lack of fact checking, because people mistake Mike Pence's like calm demeanor for truth telling, and it's not. He was just ticking off talks, talking points. He was essentially just propping up like the Trump agenda. There was no actual factual details to back up 95% of his statements, but because he presented it in such like a calm and couth way, like
just human and not complete insane.
He peppered in some like compliments to Kamala for being the first VP like female of color like on the stage. He peppered in some comments that made him seem human. So immediately the reaction was, oh, he hammered her.
And I was like, won.
No, because he avoided three questions just blatantly. Yeah. Like just didn't talk
so
about
bad
at all, and went on like a diatribe about Trump's bullshit like coronavirus response when he was questioned about abortion. And like I thought it was actually a terrible performance for a sitting vice president, but he's getting a shit ton of kudos because he didn't have an epic meltdown like the dotard did 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to get any like real information out in 2 minute increments. And of course there's a ton of grandstanding and stuff that goes on, but Kamala had a lot of great moments. I'll let Stacey talk about them, so I don't hog all the.
Oh my God. Well, just when she was like, I'm speaking.
Yeah.
And he did. He did the like classic guy who just got in trouble where he like lifted one eyebrow and turned his head. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, she is speaking. Dumb, dumb, let her finish. But I thought her answers were great. I thought she did a really good job of like focusing on what Joe Biden's policies are, but then also like how she plays into that. I don't think Pence did, because vice presidential debates are a little weird in the sense that like, it's not really about you. Right, right. It's about the person running for president. And I thought she did a good idea, or she did a good job of like explaining what Joe Biden thinks and what Joe Biden's policies are, but also why she is a good running mate and why it's a good deal that you would be getting the two of them.
Yeah.
So I thought she crushed that. I thought her answers on pretty much everything were great. Honestly, I'm probably the most liberal person on here. I'm not for fracking. So I was a little like, let's just all agree that we shouldn't be fracking. But I know we're not there yet. Like Biden's too moderate. Yeah. But I thought the interesting thing to come out of it, even more so than the fly, which I'm sure we'll talk about, was his freaking pink eye. Which is a super common symptom of COVID.
That's actually one listener question I pulled. Yeah.
Okay, good. Cause I was like, what the hell? And I've been on, of course, all over Twitter, like reading everything about everything. and I just think it's really interesting that he had freaking pink eye. Like when you're in charge of the coronavirus task force and you're debating with plexiglass between you a year later, you're not doing a bang up job.
Right. Right. So, yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Right. I think one of the best things that I liked, or one of the things that I liked the best about just
Kamala's appearance in general.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's fucking hot.
Yeah.
But I think I loved how every answer she had, it started and it had a distinct ending.
Mm-hmm.
And she always had a way of like bringing it back to her point. And it was like this great answer. And this is why da 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 da. Da. And it was
like every good interview question. Like if you're interviewing right. for a job,
yes.
she hit like all the little points.
Yes, she did a fantastic. Yes, it was like obvious that she knows how to speak in front of people and answer questions on the fly. You know what I mean? Like she gets it.
On the fly.
Yay!
Hey-o.
But like, I think too, my favorite part was when she talked about the healthcare and, you know, if you have heart disease, if you have this, if you have, they're coming for you. Like they're coming for you. That was like my legit favorite part of the entire evening mm-hmm. because it was so like, people do not fucking get it. Like mm-hmm. the how many people have survived coronavirus, but you don't know what their later symptoms are going to be. Trump's plan goes through, you're fucked. Like,
well, also like, to pay for this little plan of his where everybody gets that drug that he got and everybody gets it for free. They're going to pay for that by gutting Medicaid. So
right.
Enjoy. Like,
right. So it was just exciting to hear her actually like call them out and her facial expressions. Let's be real. Like her
so
giving that
good.
Look to him was literally what my dreams are made of that
day. Every facial expression she had was how I watch these things. Like lots of eye raises, lots of like, oh, okay, that's cute.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One thing I did want to talk about, because I've seen a ton of it on Twitter. I've actually been staying off Facebook quite a bit because mm-hmm. I can't. I just fucking can't. So I've been on Twitter a lot more.
I agree with that.
But one of the huge, it's amazing to me how people's like brains stop working. I don't understand how so many people are coming up. So Trump is struggling to defeat Biden right now. Like,
I thought you were gonna say breathe.
Well,
that too.
Yeah. But we all know Biden's not the ideal candidate. None of us mm-hmm. think that Biden was not our first choice, right? But Trump is having a hard time taking
Biden.
He
wasn't
down.
My first choice. I just thought he was the most electable against Trump from the beginning.
I'm not, we're all
I know. Aaron gave me a look. You didn't.
I know, well, I was just like, wait, I think Stacey.
Not my first choice, okay, choice, right. But I think the most electable out of anybody that was running.
Yeah. Well, one of the things right that keeps coming out, though, is, well, Biden's going to be a puppet for the extreme left. First of all, no, he's fucking not, okay?
Super moderate.
Well, not only is he super moderate, you guys think that when like a president comes in, they can just like do all of these things right away and that no one has to talk about anything. Like things still have to go through the Senate. Things still have to go through the House. And even if you have a super majority, even if you have Democratic senators and Democratic House of Representatives, you are still going to have a wide range of Democrats sitting in those positions. Some of them are in Nebraska. Some of them are in South Carolina. Not all of them are for this super progressive agenda. So this whole idea that they're just going to make all these sweeping changes in the first like 6 months is not only unrealistic, it's fucking naive and it's driving me crazy. When have you ever seen that happen? They thought the same thing was going to happen with Obama. They thought Bush was going to do the same thing. Like every time there's a major election like this, the other party is always like, that's it. They're going to come in and change everything. Look at how effective it has been blocking Trump. Like Trump hasn't got, and I know he's put in some really, really shitty executive orders, but one of the problems with executive orders is because the next person comes in and just wipes them all away. That is why it's more effective to take it through the House and the Senate. That is why things are better off enshrined in law, because Biden can walk in and get rid of everything Trump did through executive order in the first 6 days. So all of these people coming on and just being like, oh, well, it's going to be the Green New Deal. No, it's fucking not. And you know what? I wish it was, because of all of my opinions, my most liberal side is in environmental protections. Like that is where you will find me. Yeah, get rid of all of it. Everything should be done off renewable energy. Like, fucking ban plastics. We're killing the earth. My kid isn't going to have fucking fish in the ocean by the time he's my age. Like, yes, but he's not going to be able to do that. But you know what? We can take anything in when it's done in small increments. So if we can get an administration in there that starts getting people used to things in degrees, eventually it's going to land where we need it to land.
Well, and even just one that acknowledges science.
Right. So stop with the fucking bullshit that it's going to be, oh, as soon as it gets in, they're just going to hand over climate change to AOC. No, they're fucking not. Like, that's not a real thing. No. That's not a real thing.
And like, he's trying to scare people by saying,
I wish it was, but it's not.
I know. We'll rejoin the Paris Climate Accord.
Ooh.
Yeah. I fucking hope so. Yeah,
with the rest of the fucking world. Right. God damn. Our one listener question from Megan, all she said was, what was with the pink eye? So Megan, right. Yeah. He probably has COVID.
Yeah. That's suspicious.
Kamala farted on his pillow.
I just think it's interesting. There are so many more people that are sick than they're saying, like in the White House. And the fact that people that have tested positive, because I've been on Twitter way too much on some of these things, because I would just rather hear like what's happening than some of these crazy things that people I know are posting on Facebook. Like sightings were, so people that were in attendance at the super spreader event, which I'm glad that's what we're calling it, that were there are literally like have tested positive and are still going out in public without masks on. It's absolutely crazy.
Yep.
I can't believe it. But anyways, the day after the debate, Pence canceled all of his engagements on that trip and went back to the White House. And I don't think anybody has heard from him since. I know. So it's just very interesting because at least what I was reading today, and I think they were all comments on the Rogue POTUS staff Twitter, which is like
delightful.
So good. It was saying like Amy Coney Barrett, like two kids. So she brought her kids to that event in the Rose Garden, the super spreader event. And now two kids in one of her kids' classes at school. Yeah. The Rose Garden Red Wedding have tested positive. So it was like, you brought your unmasked children to this event. And now like it's getting other children sick. People still haven't heard from Chris Christie. He was hospitalized several days ago with COVID. There's other people that have tested positive, like I said, that are still going out in public. Did you see today, Mitch McConnell said he's not going to the White House. He hasn't been there since August because he doesn't trust the COVID safety precautions that they've put into place there. And so he's just not going to the White House at all. Hasn't been there since August.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Right. So I just think it's real interesting, the whole thing. I think Trump is way sicker than...
Well, I read that, like, COVID is spreading through the White House faster than fires through an unraked California forest. Oh, my God.
I love
Claudia Conway, Kellyanne Conway's 15-year-old daughter Claudia's TikTok posts are amazing to watch,
which they're, we can talk about whether or not she should be doing that, but yes, they're very entertaining.
It's kind of borderline disrespectful to her mom at times, but at the same time it's also just her having a voice when she feels like she can't, and some of the stuff she says is just true.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Her one where her mom is like coughing, her, that's suspicious. Like,
right. Oh, and then her very next one, funny. She tests positive. Her mom tests positive. And she's like, well, that was kind of like, right. I don't remember the word she used. She was like, oh.
And she brought up a good point. She's like, if I say I think the president is sicker than he's letting on, that's not because my mom told me that. That's because I'm guessing. Like, what are you all doing listening to a 15-year-old on TikTok? Like, get a life. Get some real sources. Like, what's your problem?
Well, I guess like news sources are claiming that she might have like an insider like note reading her mom's stuff, that like she might have, I don't know inside information.
Teenagers are resourceful.
Yeah,
true. I did read a thing that said, I can't even say it. It's so funny, it's so stupid, but Jackie, you're gonna love it. Mike Pence is short for mechanical pencil. And it's so funny. A little mechanical pencil. He's about as interesting as a mechanical pencil also. So it just, the picture is a picture like the big goopy pink eye and the big old fly on his head. They're so funny.
Oh, it's so gross though. God, get your pink eye checked, you fuck.
you fuck.
sand mic so pants, like, but I he swear.
Has COVID. Also, has anyone heard from Melania? Because Melania...
I mean, she kind of dropped off the face of the earth after she said, fuck Christmas.
I know. I saw a thing today. I was like, has anybody heard from her? Because it's almost fucking Christmas.
I saw, speaking of TikTok, I saw a TikTok that was like that whole big long Trump post on Twitter where he's like explaining, like, I'm okay, this is what's going on.
Yeah. All of them.
Somebody was like, this is not how Trump talks, but this is how Melania talks. And I was like,
Well, there's a lot of conspiracy with all of everything he's doing.
Yeah.
And like, oh, there's so much to unpack because there's all the like weird Twitter stuff, right? With like the videos where he has so much more makeup on than he typically wears. He's got like a droopy eye. You can see his neck muscles and his chest contracting. Like he's really having a hard time breathing. Then there's like just the crazy weird like Twitter rages that are even crazier than
steroids.
They normally are. Yeah, from the steroids. And then the fact that that medication he's like swearing up and down is so like wonderful and so great, and he's feeling better than he has in 20 years, is made from fetal tissue.
Yep.
Donated by women who have had abortions.
Bum, bum, bum.
So does that make him pro-choice now if he chose to take that medication?
He's just such a fucking perfect example of like, he's like an old school, like 1500s, like king who's like, do as I say, not as I do. As long as it benefits me, I don't give a shit about anything else. And there will be no repercussions for me because I'll just throw you in the tower and have you beaten and like courted. Like he's just gone so far off the fucking rocker, which is actually a good segue into Penelope's question. She said, I got nervous watching the debate between Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. Mike Pence didn't articulate whether or not he would support a peaceful transition of power, just like Trump. What should we be expecting?
Your guess is as good as ours.
I know.
So much of it also depends on how the House and Senate falls. We talked about this a few weeks ago. So much of what can be done, because you got to also look like the Department of Justice is also run by Bill Barr right now, right? So he's clearly working. Trump treats the Department of Justice like his own personal legal force, which they're not. They're lawyers for the people. So I don't know where the fuck that started. But you also have National Guards. You have the DC police. You have entities that could be activated. Will it actually be peaceful though? I don't know. I just don't know. I would like to say yes, our political pillars are going to hold up and everything will be fine. And all of this is just like PTSD from 2016 and like the last 4 years of being a complete shit show and all the norms being broken. But even if this is all just posturing and he was going to leave peacefully, I don't know that his supporters will behave that way, especially after the kidnapping attempt of Governor Whitmore, which if you're not completely fucking freaked out by that, like,
oh yes,
that's 100%. Way more frightening than anything else going on.
And all his tweets about that too.
Right. Yeah. So even if Trump was going to leave, even if he lost and he was just like, you know what? I never even fucking wanted this job. Like I'm out of here. I don't know that that's how his supporters are going to react. So I don't have a good answer for it. I would like to say yes.
Right.
That's my hope.
Right.
And that everything's fine.
I think the only way we ensure the best way to ensure it is this election results cannot be close. It's going to have to completely be a landslide wipeout. Otherwise, this is going to be fought in the Supreme Court for months and months and months. They're going to be contesting it. There's going to be all kinds of recounts. Like it's going to be a total drain on taxpayer dollars. It's going to be a shit show. He has to lose in a landslide. And then I don't know the people who are so anti-protesting are probably going to be in the streets.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Throwing cans of soup. Mm-hmm. I would say throwing their cans of soup.
Hope for the best, but expect the worst would be my inmate. Yeah. If you live close to a major city.
Yeah.
That would be my.
I would agree with that. But I did see that like record numbers of people are voting early. I think they said at this point in 2016, there were, I don't know, like 350,000 people had voted early, and it's over 6 million.
I voted.
Right now. So that's crazy. But he's still going to go all COVID-y down to Florida and hold an event in an airplane hangar tomorrow. So
cool.
Or whatever. Maybe not tomorrow, but this weekend.
The only reason I'm excited about that, I'm not going, obviously.
What? You're not going to
get a ticket?
Well, it would be fun to go just to be like, what the fuck?
Tickets and not gone.
Yeah, I should have. My bad. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of video of him, and we're going to be able to see how good he's actually doing.
Right, that's, like from other people, like right. Not stuff the White House has edited.
Right, yet. Exactly. It's going to be like a lot of Twitter shit that we're going to be able to like, oh, so he really can't breathe. Okay, great.
Right.
P.S. He still has COVID, you motherfucks.
Right, because they won't even say when his last negative test is. They haven't.
He's going to do that live medical exam.
Oh, yeah.
On Fox News.
Oh my God, I hope they make him get on a scale on Fox.
Okay, how funny
like,
is it?
Big giant scales.
Because he's like, always saying like, he's what, like 240 or something?
He said he is the perfect physical specimen, which is hilarious because they keep just referring to him as obese.
I know.
And I'm sure he's loving that right now. Like, oh, his obesity is a comorbidity for COVID. I know, it's so funny.
It's amazing. The idea could be the perfect, like, human specimen.
I know, right?
He said that, have you not watched his videos?
It's so funny.
It's so awful. I can barely listen to him.
Better than he has in 20 years. He is the perfect physical specimen. Yeah.
Steroids will do that to you.
I mean, that's literally what they do.
When his doctors get on and say shit like that, though, they just lose all credibility because it's not like, well, now I can't fucking believe anything you said, because you'd be very hard pressed to find actually of like, unless you went for like an Olympic athlete, someone who has like the perfect amount of body fat, has a perfect diet, has a perfect, like, has perfect blood pressure, you'd be very hard pressed to find the perfect physical specimen. Mm-hmm. So for him to have the audacity to say that it's him, a 77-year-old male or however the fuck old he is, 74 old,
seen your hair and makeup.
Well, he does the like,
because that's what you do like, to make yourself look
up
better
and over.
Right. I so want to see it. So not
Michael,
done.
Michael Cohen's back. He talks about it.
Does he really?
Yeah, he talks about it because he's very, very like,
he's self-conscious.
Yeah, self-conscious about it because he's like completely balding up here. He has very long hair that like it comes up and over and like wraps around. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How? It's got to be like as long as mine. To do that, to like from the back, like up and then do with.
Yeah.
That's some long.
Ew. And so it's like bald on top, which means it's like your length like, on the side. Ew.
When that's he's like weird. On his back, is it like underneath him?
I don't know that much detail.
He French braids it at night.
There's got to be a picture online.
He has a perfect physical specimen.
No makeup. No. Have you seen his butt in khakis? He thinks he is the perfect physical specimen.
He's disgusting. He's
what do you guys think about the Governor Whitmore attempted kidnapping?
That scared the holy living shit out of me, reading about that.
Yeah.
Stace, what have you heard about it on Republican Twitter or Facebook?
Not a thing.
Oh, what a surprise.
They're not talking about Gretchen Whitmer on
Republic.
That's so weird.
So weird.
They're awfully quiet about it. Aaron, what do you think?
No.
They're quiet about everything lately.
Right. silent majority.
Right.
I wish they were fucking silent.
Right. I think it's interesting because obviously like Indiana is right underneath Michigan. So it was like shocking to hear it because I'm like, oh my God, like Michigan, first of all, Michigan, when they were like all the anti-maskers were out, we need to open up the economy. I need to get my hair done. Yeah. I was just like, seriously. But like, I think she did a really great job because their numbers were so low for so long. So it's like, I personally think she's doing a great job. So when I heard about it, I had to like put my phone down and walk away from the story because it is such a, like a movie plot. Do you know what I mean? Like these,
I know
this group of militia. I'm like, God damn,
this is like something I'd write. Yeah.
Right. Right. And I just like, it scared me and it made me think, holy fuck, things are so much worse than we even realize.
They're so much more dangerous than we think they are.
Yes. Yes. They are have this like ability to like mobilize and we don't even fucking get it because when there was a militia back in the fucking 16, 17, 1800s and they fucking had a mullet gun or what the fuck is the gun? A muzzle gun.
A musket?
Yes.
I'm like mullet gun.
I've had three wine spritzers.
I didn't even know what I was like. By God, nothing.
But like,
it's business in the front, party in the back.
They didn't have the internet. They didn't fucking have cell phones. They didn't have CBs. You know what I mean? Like they were
pigeons, fucking pigeons.
Pigeons, right? Like, and a horse, and a guy riding a horse, and you know, it's just. Things were a lot different then, and now we have these literally these little.
Aaron's our historian on this.
Oh my God, I'm dying! I literally
mullet gun.
Wait, what was the second?
Just name this episode "Mullet Gun."
What was the second one?
All the a muzzle gun.
Muzzle.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But all I do know is that. The way that these militias work now is similar to a fucking military.
Well, and because
they're terrorists.
They're terrorists. They're terrorists.
Exactly. Yeah. But they call themselves militias because they think it's allowed.
Well,
because
they're white.
Allowed. Yeah.
But they're terrorists.
They're terrorists.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing.
Like, if you actually wanted to define a militia. So there, you could have this controversy about militias too. That you're entitled to form well-regulated militias, you could argue, if one was so inclined to do so in constitutional law, that was fulfilled when we created the National Guard, which is essentially a well-regulated militia of private citizens that stay home and take care of matters at home. We could have that argument, but we won't. So militias have been able to kind of fly under the radar because they've kind of kept themselves. Which isn't even entirely true either. Like they've had standoffs with police forces and FBI agents numerous times in the past. Like there was one in Oregon not that long ago. Like militias aren't anything new, but you're right. Now there's terrorist organizations and mm-hmm. who are actively plotting against United States citizens. Like militias are supposed to be for protection, not to be plotting against United States, and they were going to arrest her and try her for treason. Who the fuck do you think you guys are?
I know. Like,
it's just, it's wild. It's wild. And that they all made it out alive. No one got shot. Everyone was just peacefully arrested and put in jail. And it's just, it's fucking bananas. And it's terrifying because this is the one they caught. This
right. And not just kidnapping. They were going to kidnap and murder her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right. I think it's important to remember that as that was announced and probably right around the same time that that Gretchen Whitmer was giving her press conference, that Donald Trump tweeted, "Governor Whitmer of Michigan has done a terrible job. She locked down her state for everyone except her husband's boating activities," and then jumped into, "The federal government provided tremendous help to the great people of Michigan. My Justice Department and federal law enforcement announced today that they foiled a dangerous plot against the governor of Michigan. Rather than say thank you, she calls me a white supremacist while Biden and Democrats refuse to condemn Antifa, anarchists, looters, and mobs that burn down Democratic-run cities. I do not tolerate any extreme violence. Defending all Americans, even those who oppose and attack me, is what I will always do as your president. Governor Whitmer, open your state, open your schools, and open up your churches." That's your statement? about a plot from six terrorists that were going to kidnap and murder a governor. That's what you have to say?
Well, the shitty thing too is, if that had been a Republican governor, the Democratic Party would have come out with such strong language of condemnation for any Democrats that had been plotting that, or they would have been calling them to be tried for treason, to be thrown in jail. We would have been sitting here saying, I don't care what side you're on, that's fucking wrong. Mm-hmm. You belong in jail. You belong to, you deserve to be tried for treason, spend the rest of your life in jail, or be put to death, because that is the, that's the punishment for treason. Like, we would be sitting here saying that. Yet there's fucking crickets coming from
not even just that he's on there saying basically it's her fault,
but I'm like, I don't even put any stock in him anymore. Well, I'm saying the rest of the Republican Party, where is your coming out and being like, yo, this has to fucking stop, it has to stop, because if you start allowing this, where does it stop? Well, like, where does this stop?
That, to me, what they're doing is anarchy.
Yeah.
So when he says that the Democrats aren't condemning Antifa and anarchists, and like, motherfucker, yes, we are. Shut the fuck up. We do not agree with anarchists. We do not think Antifa is a legit organization. Fuck you, Trump, you're such a fucking idiot. Like, Democrats don't want this to happen. This isn't what we want. Like, you should be standing up there and saying, no, this is not okay. This governor, regardless of her views, does not deserve to be kidnapped and murdered.
But he doesn't respect lives.
He doesn't respect women either.
He doesn't respect lives at all, though. I mean, look at what he did when he was in the hospital. That little joyride parade went on. Number one, there's people that died alone in hospitals of COVID that had to, that their family members had to say goodbye on an iPad. Mm-hmm. He went out and took a fucking joyride. Those, like his motorcade, those vehicles are hermetically sealed. So that's even more dangerous than a normal vehicle would be. So the fact that you're just willfully endangering the lives of the medical staff, your Secret Service agents, absolutely everybody involved. Not only that, but then you decide you're going to leave Walter Reed Medical Center, which has presidential offices there for this specific reason, so you can continue to work in an environment that's safe. Instead, you're back at the White House where you refuse to wear a mask, and the staffers that are still there and are still showing up to work have to don full PPE, face masks, eye shields, booties, gowns, like they have to wear the whole thing because he's so fucking contagious.
Well, and like there was Secret Service people that came out and said he's not even pretending to care anymore, like he's putting us in danger. Do you know how fed up a Secret Service officer has to be for them to speak out against a sitting president? Like, things have to be real dire because they don't involve, they do not make, when was the last time you saw a Secret Service person get interviewed? Never.
Literally.
Like,
never.
Right. They don't make statements like that.
It's just infuriating because it's like, there's everything. So many people against everything he does. And then these Republicans who,
they're still talking about Joe Biden, like pinching girls' nipples. Like, what are you talking about?
Right. Like, and it's so frustrating because it's like, okay, you would like to believe that there are some Republicans out there that still have a soul. You would like to believe it.
There are a few that are speaking out, but not enough.
But it's not enough. Aren't,
I really question.
Right. Like, it's like, what has happened? Like, is this really what you think? And if that is the case, why are you not being voted out? They better be voted out.
What's your line? Like, what would have to happen?
Right. What would you have to do?
You were going
to
say something like, oh, a plot to kidnap and murder a sitting governor? No, that's not the line? What the fuck is the line?
Refusing to condemn racial.
Well, everyone's running around bitching that Rand Paul got like, protest out when he walked out of a building, like, oh, it's completely, but they remember when they threw a fit about Mitch McConnell being approached in a restaurant? A sitting fucking governor was almost kidnapped and murdered, and you guys are fucking silent. I cannot wait until this is fucking over and we are talking about absolute bougie nonsense on here for like 6 months.
Too. Right, like, yeah, Stace is like, me too.
That's why Stacey's voting.
Yeah.
When's the deadline? Every episode, when do I need to vote by?
November 3rd.
November 3rd.
Election day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 I thought the mail-in had to be like earlier.
Oh, you're doing like mail-in
earlier.
Okay, yeah. Probably in the next couple
of days. Has to be postmarked by November 3rd, but they're saying to get it in earlier if you can. If you're voting in person, it's November 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah. What's everyone obsessed with this week?
I have two, but one's really fast. So I was looking at like what other stuff the Harry Potter kids had been in, and I found this movie called Against the Sun that Tom Felton had been in, which is Draco Malfoy, and it was really good. It was very obviously like cheaply made, but it's a true story about these three Navy airmen that during World War II, they went down in a plane in the middle of the ocean, and they survived for 34 days, and they had like no supplies.
That's crazy.
They were on like day 6 and they were like, why are we not dead yet? Because they had drank their pee like one time and they had no water. And so they started praying and they were like delusional, and it rained that night because they like prayed for rain. Totally like cheaply made. You can see like, because sharks come and swim around and it's obviously like digital. But I thought it was really good. It was really interesting. And for it to be a true story, they were at sea for like 34 days and survived.
That's what crazy.
That's crazy.
It was on YouTube, but it's free.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So against I just put like sun? Against the sun. I put it on my TV, like the YouTube app, and watched it for free. So I really liked it, especially if you like Draco, who's very popular right now. The other thing is I'm not going to be on next week because I'm going on my dream road trip that I have wanted to go on for 9 years, which I just saw it on my Facebook memories from 9 years ago that I started planning this road trip to go up the West Coast, and see all the filming locations of Twilight, see where Goonies was filmed, go see Goonie Rock on the beach. We're going up to Forks to see the La Push beach. And I'm super excited. So I will be gone next week.
That's so exciting.
Super excited. Get away from the kids. Get away from this weather. Because it's supposed to be like 60 degrees the whole trip, which I'm real excited about. Yeah. So.
That'll be awesome. Fun for you.
I can't wait to see all your pictures.
I'm going to post so many pictures of all the Twilight stuff. Yes, like, if you're not a Twilight fan, I'm so sorry. Because that's all I'm going to be posting.
I'm not a big, huge Twilight fan, but I still think it's cool. Like, yeah. I still think it's really freaking awesome that you're doing this.
We get to go see, like, the Cullen's house, Bella's house, the high school, the Carver Cafe, which is where, like, Charlie and Bella ate dinner and cobbler every night. Like, all these different cobbler? Places. Probably. Just, like, just for the photo op.
You have to.
Yeah, yes. I feel like I need to. We're also going to St. Helens Halloween Town in Oregon. Which we're not going on a weekend, so it's not going to be super crowded, because I was like, I don't want to go when there's like 10,000 people there. But we're going to see the town all done up as Halloween Town on a That's Thursday. Cool. So
that'll be so fun cool. for you guys.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I watched American Murder, The Family Next Door this week.
Oh, it's on my list. So I want to watch
good.
It.
It was good because it was just... It's very interesting now to see like murder documentaries made in the age of like social media, where people highlight so many things that they do in their day, because you can trace their steps so much better. And especially she was a mom with two little girls. So, if you know, there's a ton of videos and pictures and stuff. It was also probably one of the most disturbing stories I've ever seen. Like, this dude, he's the fucking worst. Like, I don't want to be like, oh my God, this is so good, because he's a terrible human being. Like, he sucks. And the idea of a parent strangling their own children just fucking blows my mind. Like, I know it's more common with women who are suffering from postpartum depression to have kind of mental breaks and do that. But to see, especially someone who's not suffering from something like that and who literally just wanted to start a new life with a new woman, so he was trying to get rid of his wife and two kids, is just...
That's crazy.
It was horrific. And these little girls were so cute. And I feel so bad, because Shannon, that was the mom's name. Her parents, like, to lose their daughter and then both their grandkids, like, I can't even fucking imagine. And hey, but her best friend, that motherfucker probably would have got away with it if it wasn't for her best friend being like, no, something's wrong. Open this house. I need to get inside. Like, we're going to fucking find her. Like, she was on it. She wasn't taking anybody's shit about it. She's like, no, I dropped her off at 2. Where's her phone? Like, we're going to go look at everybody's, like, fucking videos from around here. I was going to say,
it's the age of, like, Ring cameras and stuff, too, now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what your neighbors can record.
Her friend, though, was just like, no, she's not texting me. Something's wrong, and you're not going to tell me any fucking different. You're not going to tell me she went and visited one of her friends. Like, no. I would know if she was going to go do that, and she's not. Something's going on. And her insistence is really what kept the, and I mean, the cops, from all accounts, it looks like they did a great job with this too. They didn't, like, blow it off and, you know, oh, we're going to wait 48 hours or whatever. But I think part of that is because the friend was so like, no, something's fucking wrong. Like, we need to figure this out. So
good for that friend.
Yeah. She wasn't even trying to hear it.
Like, no, she was not fucking around. She figured it
out by like 9 a.m. the next day. And she dropped her off. They had just gone on a flight. They were on a business trip together. They worked together. And their flight had got delayed. So the friend had dropped her off back at her house at 2 a.m. and was texting her at 9 because she had a doctor's appointment, because this woman was also like 15 weeks pregnant.
Oh, and Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this man was, he's disgusting. So she was texting her to be like, how was your doctor's appointment? The friend wasn't answering. And she was like, no. No, something's wrong. So that she called the cops. She called her parents and was like, I need permission to enter your house, kind of thing. And the mom's like, 100% go in. So it was just, it was impressive to see another female being like, no, you're not going to tell me nothing's fucking going on. Something's going
on. Yeah, that's cool.
Like, so it was very good. It was very well done. Chris Watts is an absolute piece of shit, And, because he pled guilty, he won't get the death penalty, which I guess we could have a discussion about also. But it sounds like, well, the mom, Shanann's mom, had said, he chose to take my daughter and my little girl and my granddaughters. I don't want to make that choice for him to take his life. So it sounds like she was against the death penalty. So I guess he has to live with it. And I heard reporting that, you know, he had heard about the documentary being made, and he said that, yeah, it was triggering some feelings. No one gives a fuck. Like,
you don't get that feeling.
Here's a piece of rope.
Go.
Right? God. I hope it triggers feelings of the people he's in jail with, so they can take care of him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's what needs to happen. But also, there's like all these like videos going around of where people are filming it from their phone watching the documentary, and you can see two little girls in the background playing in a room, and they said it's the spirits of the little girls. Somebody debunked that and said that I think it's the best friend's daughters that are playing. It's, or like the cameraman, whoever it is, it's somebody's two daughters playing in the back room. And I think it's kind of disrespectful, all these people that are saying that it's gross. Something more, it's gross. So yeah. Gross. If you watch it, that's what it is.
Yeah. Gross. But I recommend it. I was hesitant to watch it just because the idea of watching or hearing about two kids getting killed is like a lot for me, but it was one of those things that I felt that her story deserves to be heard. So it's always the fucking husband.
Always.
It's always the husband. Men are the most dangerous creatures in the world. Men kill more women than anything else. Fucking assholes. All right. What are you guys obsessed with?
Let's see. I was going to talk about Amanda Kloots, but honestly, that's kind of sad. Her husband, Nick Cordero, died of COVID, and her response to Trump saying not to let it dominate you.
I watched that.
Go look at her Instagram. Go see her on, she was on, Chris Cuomo had her on a few nights ago. Go watch that. She's so inspirational and amazing.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah, it was really hard to watch. And I don't know if I'm just more used to it because I spent, you know, the entire time her husband was in the hospital watching her Instagram stories every night. But it's still horrific and it's so sad. But also, I feel like I have 9 million things. I just downloaded Mindy Kaling's new little like anthology of essays that she put out on, like, through Amazon. And so far, they're really cute. She randomly had a surprise baby during quarantine. She gave birth to a little boy at the beginning of September, which is, like, crazy quarantine. Like, nobody even knew she was pregnant. So, but I love Mindy. I know. And I love Mindy Kaling, and I love her writing. And so I'm excited to read these little essays. And my last thing was, yesterday was a very, very sad day for me. I finished Schitt's Creek.
I haven't even started the sixth season yet.
It's so
You need to text good. Jeremy because he's been bugging me. He watched the last season, and then I guess there's some, like, goodbye thing special that you can watch.
There's, like, a retrospective.
Watch that too.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. But now I'm so sad. I'm like, so do I just start over?
Yes. Yes. What? I've watched the first five seasons, like, four times.
It's
and I just, so I cannot bring good. Myself to watch season six because I don't want to say goodbye.
I know. And that's what I had a hard time with. And I just binged it. Like, I've been sleeping on this show so hard because I just started watching it, like, 2 weeks ago. And I've just ripped through the entire thing because the episodes are so short. But, like, it took me a couple episodes to get into it. But now I'm, like, I just miss watching it because it was so positive.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, like, I didn't know to expect that from it. I don't know what I was anticipating. But, like, man, they're also good. Like, Catherine O'Hara is
fucking gold. Put her
on my list of national treasures because she is, like...
I thought we were going to do another list. I was like, really?
Catherine O'Hara.
Without the eye makeup.
Oh, my God. She's so good, and she's so funny, and that accent and the vocabulary. And
Bebe.
Bebe. Bebe. It's so good, and I don't know. I just love that show so, so much. So then I finished it and I didn't know what to do. So then I just started watching The West Wing again. I just continued my West Wing because of the live theatrical event that will be taking place the day before my birthday. It's like the best.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I know. Directly from Aaron Sorkin himself.
And that's one of my very favorite episodes. Me is that I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
That's all we're going to be able to talk about next week is that episode of The West Wing.
Yes. I can't wait. So. I can't wait. Seriously. I'm going to be real honest. I have been obsessed with Nintendo Switch.
Again?
Yes. I fucking cannot stop playing it. I can't stop playing. And I think... I don't know if I said this last time, but I literally cannot, I like that I can't eat when I'm playing it. So it helps me.
Because both your hands are busy?
Because both my hands are busy. So it's like I'm not like snacking on something or I'm not like grabbing some popcorn. So it's like help me to not snack at night. Isn't that so fucked up?
No,
that's fucked up. That's cool.
Whatever you got to do.
It's just like, I don't know, man. I can't stop. I'm like Super Mario 3. You don't want to play that? You want to play Dr. Mario? Sure. Let's play, you know, fucking Super Mario 2. Let's play, oh my God.
You playing Animal Crossing?
No. I play Mario Kart. I play Spyro the Dragon.
Oh. I didn't mean to offend you.
No. I haven't bought it yet. I need to buy it. I'm going to buy it tonight.
No, don't.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
I don't know. Emily plays it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either. I want to like race or something.
Yeah, do that instead.
I have the need for speed. I don't know. I seriously
You and cannot... Tom Cruise.
I love him. I love Tom. I know a lot of people hate him, but I love him. I cannot wait for the new Mission Impossible movies. So anyways.
Well, I think that's it for us this week, guys.
Sorry. That was like a really lame way to end it, guys. My bad.
Cool. Mission Impossible and video games. Not what anyone was expecting from this podcast.
You know what? Geeky gal pal. Geeky. I'm a geek. That's a total geek.
Stay out of trouble this weekend. Hopefully the world doesn't implode over the next few days. Who knows though?
Put down your mullet gun.
Don't go to DC.
Yeah, don't go to DC. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.